Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the program. Good Monday morning to you. Pete Hoekstra joins us now, a U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration, serving 18 years in the U.S. House, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. Pete, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Always good to be with you. Thank you.
We missed you last Monday, a little holiday, Memorial Day. And so we haven't talked since the debt deal was finalized and now is law. The president signed it at the end of last week. And your general reaction from what you saw during these negotiations, maybe a little bit more on the process side of things. How do you think the sausage was made this time around?
It was made about the way you normally see sausage being made in Washington when you've got split control in Washington, D.C. You know, it really ended up being pretty much of a nothing burger. The debt ceiling was suspended. It wasn't increased. So basically, Congress has given itself a tremendous amount of leeway over what will happen over the next year and a half until after the 2024 election. I think the debt ceiling is lifted until, January of 25, no new limit. So, there's some implied restrictions on spending and appropriations over the next 18 months. But as is always the case, Congress can always waive those conditions and put in others. So we'll just have to kind of wait and monitor. The good thing is, Social Security recipients, Medicare recipients, and those types of individuals who rely on those paychecks will continue to get their paychecks. But the bad news is we didn't really make much progress on the debt.
Right. Pete Hoekstra with us. A story that we see from last week. Apple engineer stole secrets, fled to China as agents visited his Mountain View home, according to a report. What do we need to know about this, and how might it affect us even here in Michigan?
Well, what we need to know is that this is just an ongoing problem. I mean, I've been out of Congress for 12 years, but this was happening on a regular basis, not at Apple alone, but at high-tech companies and those types of things. Chinese agents infiltrate these organizations. They're there with one assignment, to steal technology, to get that technology back to China so that the Chinese Communist Party can then use that technology to advance their industries. What does it mean for Michigan? Think twice about putting in battery plants in Michigan that have close alliances or are actually subsidiaries of Chinese Communist Party companies. Nothing good is going to come from this. And, the scary thing on this is that, again, these battery plants are being financed by Michigan taxpayers. Mm-hmm. These investments are being supported by Michigan companies, Michigan business development groups. This is what the Chinese do. This is how they've operated. This is how they grew their economy from roughly $1 trillion in the late 1990s to now being $17 trillion and on a path to probably pass the size and the power of the U.S. economy in the next 5 or 6 years. It's frightening. Americans need to wake up their eyes, open up. They need to wake up and they need to open up their eyes to the threat from China. People at the grassroots level see it. Our business leaders either don't see it or don't want to recognize it. And our governmental leaders continue along this path of investing in Chinese Communist parties to put American workers out of business. It's absolutely crazy.
It has to be very hard to convince business leaders to look past the dollar sign, to look past the zeros, if there are subsidies, if there are advantages, if there are cost advantages to making these deals with Chinese companies. How do you do that? How do you make that case?
Well, you make the case, it's a national security issue. You know, we need to, the battery plants. I mean, China already leads the world in battery technology. It wasn't that long ago that the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House and the president signed legislation to fund kind of a Manhattan project to get U.S. back into the race and back into the game in the production of chips here in the United States, chip manufacturing. You know, if we continue investing in Chinese battery technology, we're going to find ourselves in the same place in 10 or 15 years where we're going to say, well, wait a minute. We can't rely on China for battery production. We need to have our own capabilities, and Congress at that point in time will be asked to fund a Manhattan Project for battery production here in the United States that is not reliant on China. And we'll then look back and say, and who were the people that, 10 years ago made the decision to invest in Chinese battery plants, $4 billion worth, that accelerated Chinese development when we could have invested in the plants of, startup American companies, or could have invested in the plants of our allies in, Korea, Germany, or whatever. But, put it in a reliable source. Think about it. They want to put batteries into tanks and all of that. And it's like, I wonder what China would do is if they're building the batteries for our tanks and we have a conflict with China. Yeah. My guess is they'd probably stop production. But, you're absolutely right. It is the, when you wave dollars in front of business people, they'll grab them. And too often it will be, America be damned. This is good for the corporation. We're going to take the money and we're going to run. But the scary thing here is it's Michigan government leaders that are taking taxpayer money. They are signing non-disclosure agreements. They're withholding freedom of information requests. So taxpayers don't even know how these decisions are being made as these individuals decide to award and give away taxpayer money.
Pete Hoekstra, find him on Twitter at Pete Hoekstra, currently chairman of the Center for Security Policy Board of Advisors, frequent guest here on the Steve Gruber Show. Pete, thanks for jumping on with us this morning. Have a wonderful week.
Hey, always good to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Pete Hoekstra here on the Steve Gruber Show. This portion brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the resource every Michigan business owner needs to keep up on the fast-changing world of business and help you navigate the challenges. The Michigan Chamber is here for you with thousands of members they have experienced no matter what you're trying to do. The smart money is on the Michigan Chamber. Check them out at michamber.com. MIChamber.com. That's MIChamber.com. Angie Wong is up next, chairman of Legacy Pack. She'll join us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
While driving a car, there's a lot you have to pay attention to. Speed limits, directional signs, other cars and trucks, and more. But when it comes to watching out for motorcyclists, it's not always easy. Motorcyclists are hard to see. In fact, 1,500 crashes between vehicles and motorcyclists happen each year in Michigan. Vehicles turning left at intersections are especially hazardous for motorcyclists. So look twice. Save a life. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of State.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.